My name is Mark Arnett, and I'm here with Brian Nissen. Plus, you're still writing for Sony, right?
Yep. Pawn Princess was the movie, the animated musical that we wrote in 94. And there have been Swan Princess sequels and products and things spinning off ever since. So
you're doing one now, right?
Right. Swan Princess 10 we're writing right now.
That's awesome.
You're really good. I really trust you at looking at the content and saying, this needs to go. That needs to stay. It needs more of this. This needs to come earlier. I don't get this part. You know, so
this was the greatest 4 years of my life because I literally all I had to do was show up and tell you what you were doing wrong.
Right. But there is a lot of that kind of talk when you're talking about story. It's like, oh, is that how that joke works? No, I don't think that's how that joke works. It goes like this. If you can find a story, you just think about Jesus for a second, right? I mean, the parables, he told parables, he told stories. He didn't say, don't do this, do that, whatever. I mean,
so yeah, stories are good. You know, I've met some people who don't like story. Oh, they're telling a story. Really? I don't want to hear a story. Just give me the facts.
Really?
I have a son-in-law like this. Just someone to say, I need that right now. Just give me the information.
Which idiot son-in-law is that?
There's no reason to mention Scott's name.
Listening to Jesus going, come on, get to the point.
That would be horrible. But I'm sure there probably were some people like that. Yeah. But you know what? I think they're the minority.
Yeah, I do too.
The temptation to reach over and press that button to stop and edit this
is
really strong.
That's right.
All right, and I'll stop you as you go.
Yeah, sounds great. I think, though, it's so good, you're not going to want to stop me.
Well, find out. I have read it once, and I kind of am prepared to stop in a few places. Go ahead. No,
of course, of course. Okay, this is an interior of an upscale bar. Night.
What'd you write about today, Sam?
Wind power. Read all about it.
Well, don't worry. Somebody will get murdered soon.
Here's to that. Hey, bring another. I got a friend coming, okay?
Deep Throat?
No, just another reporter.
Coming right up. Deep Throat? I didn't get that reference.
Deep Throat. So, obviously, the guy who spilled all about Watergate to Woodward and Bernstein.
So, your demographic is people in their 70s and older. Yes. I'm a little more in the middle. I try to be in the middle in everything. That's my weakness, actually. To be honest, and all my Republican friends think I'm a Democrat.
I guess it couldn't be a superpower because it'd be like, what superhero is that? Moderate man.
Moderate man, exactly. No one gets.
He's purely centrist. He refuses to take a side.
Exactly.
He's Sweden in a cape.
It's totally my life, you know, and it's and it doesn't raise money. Nobody gets excited about, you know, moderation. Moderation! Woo! And more moderation. That's great. Hey, these two sides came together. This is awesome.
He said, you have to know when the masterpiece is done because the next stroke paints over the masterpiece. And I thought, that's really good. Yeah, he was talking about building an acting performance.
That is so much better than what I took 3 minutes to say.
Well, he had a lot of time to think about it.
I guess he edited that up. Yeah, he thought about it. I should think about it.
He probably told a longer version.
He probably did.
But no, this is interesting. This whole thing about process is what being creative is, what writing or songwriting, it's the constant rethinking and editing and making it better.